Let's go back to this issue of Ebola in West Africa. We haven't talked about this in a few weeks. Of course, this has not gone away. 5,000 cases of the Ebola virus in West Africa, almost 2,500 deaths. The United States has finally stepped up and said, look, we have to do something here. President Obama this week urging world powers to enhance the response, to provide more funding, more equipment, more support for medical professionals. But the United States actually went so far as to commit military troops on the ground in West Africa to try to limit the expansion of this deadly virus, concerned, of course, that this is going to spread even further outside of that region.
Yes, the United States did that this week. They also called for a special session of the UN Security Council to consider a resolution on encouraging regional neighbors to open their borders and allowing for more aid to get into the country so that these countries that are dealing with this very serious problem are not as isolated. I think there's a natural inclination to isolate and try to deal with the problem, but that can't happen. Those borders need to be somewhat porous to allow aid workers in, to allow other folks in that can help with the situation. So the UN is meeting this week as well, and this is pretty significant. This is only the second or third time that the Security Council has considered a health care situation. In 2000, they looked at AIDS and came up with a resolution to deal with the AIDS epidemic internationally. And so this is significant, and we'll see what happens there. But it's very, very interesting. The president, as you mentioned, are sending in aid workers, but also the military. And there has been a very concerted effort to securitize this to some degree, to make this health care situation a security problem. And the president has mentioned this in his speech this week. This is not just about a health problem in Africa. This could potentially affect their economy, could spread, could lead to far-reaching consequences. And so they're trying to frame this in such a way that we can think about this having effects beyond Africa, affecting us here at home, even if the disease doesn't make it here to the United States.
Well, this is not going away, clearly, and the United States' involvement is only going to grow. And again, you know, paying attention to this issue from that military security perspective is something that we will continue to watch as well. Well, thank you, Rebecca Cruz, as always, for being here with me on Worldviews.
Thank you.